All right. So, first things first, what is your name?
My name's Betsy Baker.
Awesome. What do you have for breakfast this morning?
Pardon me?
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I did not eat breakfast. I am like a coffee for breakfast person.
Got it. All right. So, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Great. And are you planning on voting in person or through mail or what? How do you prefer to do it?
I vote in person.
Great. Have you voted before in the U.S.?
I have not missed a single election since I turned 18.
Fantastic. Do you remember the first time that you voted in, you know, what it felt like at the time?
Yes, because it was right at the beginning of COVID, and it was the primary election for the 2020 election in April, and they decided to shut all but 5 polling places in the city in an effort to do health, but in reality just meant that there were like 1,000 times more people at the polling places, so it was crowded, and the average wait time to vote was 6 hours, but because I had never voted before, I got to skip that line.
Very nice. This time around, you know, what are the big issues that you think are, you know, so important as you make your choice about who to vote for? And you don't necessarily need to say like how you stand on the issues, but just whether the, you know, what's important for you.
I think it's important to care about the things that impact our day-to-day lives, and I think that's why it's so devastating when people don't vote in our local elections and our state elections, because as much as we see the federal government as the big controlling force, they have far less impact on our day-to-day life than the people who run your city government, your school board, like comptroller, one person runs. There's not even, half the time I look at our local ballot, there's not even people running, or they're running uncontested, and that's what really makes me sad. So that's the biggest issue, is who is impacting your day-to-day life the most, and that is always your city government.
Great. And I'm curious, so you mentioned comptroller, like what are some other sort of like local, like city issues, you know, that day-to-day that you think people should, you know, think more about?
So one of the things that I have been complaining about a little bit to the city is that I wish that they would put more awareness into the accessibility of our streets, because with the introduction of the e-scooters and their new policies for garbage collection, what they've essentially done is created the sidewalks as like having massive obstructions. And so for our members of Milwaukee who are disabled or use mobility aids, they cannot get up and move the scooters out of the sidewalks and move the trash cans out of the sidewalks. So I've been trying to get in contact with my older person to get them to kind of organize maybe some awareness to say like, hey, if you could not leave your Lime scooter somewhere where it obstructs a wheelchair user from proceeding, that would be great.
Fantastic. And finally, you know, just for everyone, why do you think voting is so important to, you know, for everyone to be doing?
I think it's our civic duty as an American citizen. It's a privilege that is granted to us through citizenship, and it is something that has been fought for very, very hard. And I think renouncing that civic duty means that you are saying that the political process that affects so much of your life isn't worth taking the time to care about, and I disagree with that.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much.